show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carey, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Hi, I'm your producer, Matt, and I have to tell you, this season has been the worst. It's starting to bun me out. I have to be frank with you. When I do these intros, all I can think of is doink jokes. And in that scenario, nobody's a wiener. So order up.
Oh, my, Matt. Matt, you sound like you've given up. It's only episode 4.
Yeah.
And we're listeners, big reveal. We're doing 10 episodes this season because it's season 10. So Matt, you've got 6 more to go, buddy.
Lord help me.
Yeah. Oh, listeners, it's Kelly Zemnikas, your friend, your pal. Still repping team hell no, this is not a sandwich. Mary, Carey, Matt, have you consumed many hot dogs this season? Has this season inspired you to eat more mystery meat?
I had 2 for lunch, which wasn't a good idea because it's like made me sick last weekend having 2 for lunch. But
learning curve for Matt. Okay.
Yeah.
A glutton for punishment.
I had a really good hot dog. Kelly and I went to see a show at a fancy place. We went to see a comedy show and we had dinner at that place. And Kelly had a hamburger, which may have or may have not been a sandwich. And I had a hot dog, which I would not normally order at a fancy-ish restaurant, but it looked good on the menu and it was delicious.
It looked really good. And we were at a fancy casino restaurant, everyone.
It was so good.
Yeah. Carrie also won $1,000,000. No, she didn't.
Spend all on that hot dog.
It is yacht.
Wrapped in gold foil.
Mary, have you had any dogs since we started the season?
Well, here, it's always a story. You know that with me. My husband, because I've been going back and forth on tour, I know this is evergreen, so we'll just assume that I'm on tour all the time. And that's all the husband feeds the children when I'm away. And they're not children anymore. They're now 16, almost 17 and 18. And he decides every single night is hot dog and bean night. And when I got home, and I served the kids meatballs and spaghetti, my son sat next to me. He goes, "Finally a meal." And there's hot dogs that we're going to eat this weekend on the grill. So it's I cannot have any that are nitrated. So mine are all natural. And sometimes it's better to have a little nitrate with your hot dog. So.
I do enjoy nitrate at the dentist. Not the same nitrate, I don't think. I'm not sure what is in a hot dog, so maybe it is.
Didn't ask too many questions, maybe.
Gross.
I don't know. Anywho, friends, it's episode 4, and as we do, Matt provides us with some delicious facts topped off with things that we would not have thought about. Matt, what have you pulled out for us today? What do you got?
Well, speaking of nitrates, our friends at the National Hot Dogs and Sausage Council and the U.S. Department of Agriculture they're very specific about what can be called what in the States.
Really?
That's why, like so many things that we call ice cream up here are called dairy desserts down in the States.
Oh.
And by law, a hot dog must be made of meat or poultry. If it's made with any substitute, it's a wannabe. And you want to believe me, Americans take their hot dogs seriously, almost as much as Italians do their pizza. Don't fight this, or you may end up as the part of that 2% of human DNA found in your local ballparks, Frank.
So what is a veggie dog? What would you call it? Would you call it a veggie dog? Is that allowed or no?
A veggie dog is okay because that's not a hot dog. It's
dog. Oh, right.
So, yeah. You can't call it a veggie hot dog.
Hot dog, that's not allowed.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Imagine getting arrested for that. What are you in for?
Yeah, I mean, and then you and the guy who pulled the tag off the bottom of the mattress. Yes. You
know, I still haven't.
So there's no FDA covering those dogs in New York in the water. That's absolutely none. I don't care. And my cousin is the head of health services, so everybody, we're in trouble. There's probably nobody is covered. Nobody is sitting there over one of those hot, steaming water dogs. It's going to be called, I'm going to call them water dogs. That's what I'm going to call them.
Well, that's why I say, like, I actually genuinely dislike New York dogs. Right. I prefer Toronto street meat to New York street meat any day.
Yeah.
Because we put them on a barbecue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like, we pre-cook them and then take them out and put them on a barbecue. And that I think makes
a
difference.
They're pretty good.
They are. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Okay. We've angered a whole bunch of people. What else do you have, Matt?
Speaking of regional street meat, the Chicago style dog is an iconic variation topped with mustard, onions, relish tomatoes, pickles, sport peppers, and celery salt, all on a poppy seed bun. No ketchup is allowed. It is a sin, and it will get you kicked out of the Windy City. Arriving on the streets of the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, the Vienna Beef Wiener Frankfurter found a new home, becoming an American staple with kosher versions being sold shortly thereafter. This is, I think, like the fourth thing from the World's Fair that we've talked about. Yeah. And this 1893 World Fair in specific was big for food. It introduced the world to Aunt Jemima pancake mix, juicy fruit gum, Hershey's chocolate, and cream of wheat.
Wow.
And cream of wheat must have really felt outclassed at that World Fair. the first Hershey's bar, some juicy fruit is gonna thrill ya, you know, and then cream of wheat.
I'd love to have, I think I would have been the kid at the World's Fair going, oh, look, can we go have cream of wheat?
There had to be one.
There was that kid, yeah.
Yeah. Probably in a tiny Victorian pantsuit.
Most likely.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Most likely. I am eternally 12. I will put ketchup on nearly everything. I put ketchup on a hot dog.
I put ketchup on everything.
No, Carrie and Mary are shaking their head. I do. I like ketchup.
Mustard,
relish. That's my standard burger and hot dog topping.
Yeah.
And I know that will get me run out of town in a lot of places.
I say own it, Matt.
Yeah. I'm me and pineapple on pizza. That is who I am. Yeah. But Chicago isn't the only place to have a regional dog. Montreal has the Montreal hot dog, aka the Steamy, which, surprise, translates to steamy. Yeah. They use a side-loading New England-style bun and use Lester's, Lafleur's, and Glatt's kosher dogs. These were not street food, as Montreal did not allow street food until 2011. Mm. Totally banned. But served
I didn't know that.
So any street food meat you got when you lived there was totally illegal. They're served in Casse Croix, which is a snack bar, sort of like a regional greasy spoon in Quebec. They were served with patates frites, poutine, hamburgers, pogos, or corn dogs for you American friends, hamburger steaks, gyros, pizza, and the regional delicacy of smoked meat. Mm-hmm. Two of the most famous vendors being Declared Hot Dogs and Montreal Pool Room. Like poutine, the other French-Canadian invention, they spread across the country with wieneries opening up across Canada. The all-dressed Montreal style is a steamy top with mustard, chopped onion, relish, fresh coleslaw or shoe, chopped cabbage. Mm-hmm. Though sauerkraut or creamy coleslaw is acceptable, and like the Chicago dog, must not contain ketchup. So it's actually very similar to a Chicago dog.
I love steamy so much.
Steamies are great. I also like the phrase side-loading bun.
I didn't have a ska band named
Scott. I will. That'll be my next one.
Steamed with mustard, onions, and that cabbage. the coleslaw. Oh my God. So good.
Yeah.
Now, there are actually two other Quebec variations. There's the Michigan dog, which is a chili dog or a hot dog with bolognese spaghetti sauce, along with onions and mustard. And the whistle dog, a cheese dog with bacon created by the food pioneers at A&W.
There you go.
It's back, the whistle dog, I hear.
That's a lot of wieners.
Yeah. Food pioneers at A&W. I've never. So then Dairy Queen must be, you know, they must be the a secondary food pioneers. Food pioneers of A&W?
Well, I think A&W is the. It was opened in 1919, okay, while sure. Dairy Queen.
Oh, that's going to the fact machine here.
Opened in 1940.
Oh, all right. You beat us.
So, yeah.
Yeah. We're taking the food pioneer title.
I'm curious why, because like A&W is very Canadian oriented, yes, but it is actually an American company.
I thought it was a Canadian company.
No, it started in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well, there you go.
Roadside Root Beer in Lodi, California. I guess maybe they franchised up here and then closed down in the States or something. I don't know. Yeah.
I love A&W. They're great.
Oh, they're root beer? Mm.
So good. Yeah. The frozen root beer, so good. I'm hungry now. I just had soup, but now it's a hot dog. Oh, man. All right, friends. It's episode 4. We're all now starving. It's time to order up. All right. Carrie, pray tell, who is our guest today?
I will tell you, Kelly. So this is a repeat guest. We don't often have a repeat guest. There have been only a couple of lucky few people who've been on Order Up more than once, and this person has been on Order Up before. She is the mother of two. She is lucky to be married to her best friend for the past 20 years. She is a Disney freak. She is a recovering people pleaser. Learn from that. That's a good one. And she has the hardest job on the planet, which is she left her customer service role that she had done for 15 years to care for her kids at home. And so much harder. I don't know how she survives. She is a very good friend of mine. She is my friend and neighbor. And we will welcome back Esther Sirota, our super fan.
Yay, super fan. Yay.
Our listener.
Welcome back, Esther. It's good to have you here, Esther. And today, listeners, Carrie and Esther are in the same room. So if you disagree on the final answer on if this is a sandwich or not, there might be a fight.
We're going to duke it out.
But we're going to hand you over to Mary, who has 5.5. We've added a half question, a very hard questions for you. So get ready.
Okay. And if I know Esther, Esther's done her homework for all.
Yes.
So. This is my Barbara Walters interview. Okay. So, Esther, what is the best sandwich?
So my gut reaction is whatever somebody else has made me. but like sandwich to me is like so broad. It's so hard because like a good BLT is like, like I could order BLT every day probably. Because who doesn't love bacon?
No,
like what is wrong? But, on like a good breaded chicken sandwich is actually like my favorite of all time. I will say when you were describing the Montreal hot dog, it triggered me a little.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand why we suddenly have put coleslaw, which is a side dish, on top of sandwiches.
Oh my God.
And this is very like consistent in restaurants with the chicken sandwich recently.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
So I've turned into the person that I hate. And I'm like, I like your item, but can you take this and do that? So,
Esther, If you put coleslaw on a sandwich or on a hot dog, you know how much time it saves? You don't have to then use a fork. That's a lot of work. You have to wash another implement. It's right there. Yeah,
but so much of my life is laundry.
Yes.
And it's just, it's too messy. It's too much. It's too and messy. And okay. No, I don't want that. This is going to sound
fighting weird. Is starting. No. We may not get to the questions. Hold on. Okay. All right. I'm going to move on. Barbara Walters. We're having drama. All right. We're having drama. Okay. Esther, would you eat a pineapple mayo sandwich? This is a sandwich Kelly found on the internet.
So, of course, it's real.
If we're going for internet things, I'd almost rather eat a Tide Pod than that.
Okay. I promise for our last episode, I will make one and eat one and we'll do a video
yes,
of
please.
It.
Yes,
so. I was going to make one for this episode, but I did not buy pineapple when I went out.
Is it a grilled pineapple or is it?
It. I don't remember. I will have to research for the next episode. Wrong,
but okay.
I like me a hot pineapple. I'm not going to lie. I do like a hot pineapple.
Wait. I thought you don't like hot fruit.
I have made a change. I like the hot pineapple because it's in Chinese food, and I will search it out. I do like the hot pineapple.
Interesting.
I am an ever-changing whirlwind of drama.
Wow, you are just something, Mary.
Speaking of drama.
You're a study in evolution.
Yes.
You're just constantly evolving.
Speaking of drama, true or false, Toronto's Winter Garden Theatre had its walls cleaned using raw bread dough during its reopening.
I'm going to say that it's true because it's so ridiculous. You want to say false, but you wouldn't ask it unless it was true. So let's say true.
Well, we got to go via satellite to our theater representative, Kelly. Kelly, why don't you explain the origin of this question?
So Esther and listeners, I used to work at the Elgin and Winter Garden Theater. I was an usher there. And as part of my training, I found out that it is 100% true. It was cleaned using raw bread dough. For those who don't know, the top part of the theater, the Winter Garden, which is a beautiful English garden indoors, was boarded up for a very, very, very long time. And when they reopened it and that paint, the beautiful paint was still on the walls, bread, Wonder Bread apparently was the product that cleaned those walls. And it is a tool used by painters. So you can do that at home if you need to clean your walls that have nice art on it.
It's weird what works as a cleaner. Like, so one of the things that's used as an industrial cleaner is Coca-Cola syrup.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Especially for like large accident scenes and stuff like that as an industrial solvent. But also like Heather bought me the hot dogs that I've been eating over the last couple of weeks, which last. And I was like, oh, maybe I should throw out these buns. And she got me Wonder Bread hot dog buns. I mean, if you're going to break bad, you got to break bad.
Yeah.
So I looked at it. It's like, oh, they're probably bad by now. It's been like a couple of weeks. I'm like, they're good until like February of 2026. Like, that's got to be so full of preservatives.
Yeah. That's
and I have a beauty hack on the red carpet, y'all.
Oh,
if you lose a backing, you can wad up some Wonder Bread and put it on back of your ear and it will hold the earring.
Oh, my.
Look at a Wonder Bread.
Well, call Mary for more beauty tips. That's why it's Wonder Bread. It has so many uses.
I'm just going to carry I was gonna say sheets, but just some, you know, some Wonder Bread in my purse.
Oh God!
I'm not sure you could diaper a baby at some point. I mean,
you can build a house if you need it. I'm sure.
All right. Anyway, we're really gone astray. Okay, true or false, Esther? Subway's most popular sub, the Italian BMT, is named after a literal subway line.
I'll say false just for the heck of it.
Well, Matt.
It is in fact named after the Brooklyn Manhattan Transit Authority, which is one of the older transit authorities when like anybody could just open up a subway. You're a robber baron, you wanted to like exploit the poor, open up a subway.
Our research department, I don't know.
I hope that was on his banner when he opened it. Exploit the poor.
I'm feeling a little bit like Les Miserables right now. But anyway, okay. Here we go. This is the drum roll, please. Is a hot dog a sandwich, Esther?
Oh, okay. Again, I take this show very seriously and I research and I care.
I appreciate that.
I want to have a good answer. So my question to you is, do you remember when Subway used to cut their bread in a V or gorge as the right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? So they used to cut it from the top and then they would put the stuff in and it was essentially like the shape of a hot dog bun.
Right.
Now they put the little piece of bread back on top of whatever you ordered, but it was like nothing. So to me, if that is a sandwich.
Okay.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
Did they do that in America? I don't remember.
I can't imagine we'd be able to like fight the sandwich artist rules. You know, I'm pretty sure they're consistent on both sides of the border.
I remember that though.
I literally like went and took screenshots when I Googled it. Because I'm like, look, you guys can put them on your Instagram because I'm telling 100%.
Oh, look at that.
Listeners will put that on our Instagram page with Esther's episode.
Wow. So this is the bonus question. See, I'm left speechless now because now I have to research. What is the bonus question, Esther? And this is really, you're probably the best person to answer it. Okay. What the hell is in a hot dog?
I went on, I Googled, what does Lisa Simpson think is in a hot dog? And I don't know if you remember the episode. And like, her mom said, do you want like rump roast? And she like imagined like, you know, like a rump falling off the end.
Okay.
Like, all that. Mm-hmm. And then they said hot dog. And it was like a raccoon, a piece of a squirrel, a boot, like all kinds of things that like kind of went together. When I became an adult and heard that, like, you know, sometimes it's meat and you have no idea what that is, that really freaked me out.
In quotes.
I thought that, like, if I stuck to the kosher ones, because they're all beef, right? Okay. That sounds, like, so much better, right? But what part of, like, it doesn't say. Honestly, if I would give you my 80s sarcastic mom answer, it would be lips and eyebrows.
Ew. The other 80s mom answer is, don't ask so many questions, just eat it.
Yeah. That's
why? Because I said so. So.
Exactly. Wow. Our mom loved us, but really didn't know what was going on.
Listeners, I want to let you know that quite often during that answer, Esther kept doing air quotes.
So what do we say? Because I did some research. Yes, the V-cut Subway does look like a hot dog. Okay. And they are a sandwich store. So with Esther's, so you say it's yes, correct, Esther?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we now, Kelly?
Mary is still riding the fence, both answers. Mm-hmm. Matt flipped last episode. We are now tied.
Oh.
We're tied, everyone.
Shocked.
Yeah. Everybody on the S team is wrong, but we're tied.
I spoke to my 13-year-old son.
Yes.
And I told him the question. He knows Carrie very well. He's very interested. And he almost turned me because he said, if you have to change the name of something, then it's something different.
What do you mean?
Right? Like if a hot dog was a sandwich, they would just call it a sandwich.
Oh.
But it's got its own name. And so if it has its own name, then it's something different. And I said, well, that's hitting me a little bit in the logic button, but no, but yeah.
I don't know. There's hamburger sandwich.
Right.
That was the initial name of it. Right. Yeah, it was hamburger sandwich.
That's why I threw it back at him, because he told me a hamburger is also not a sandwich, which I disagreed with also.
Oh.
I disagree with him on that, because the bread separated.
Right.
That's right.
See, that's right. That's my sticking point there, friends.
But hot dog.
But if you put, so you build your little hot dog, right? And then you tilt it on its side. You got bread. Some bread.
But who tilts it on its side? You eat it. This
happening. So then here's.
Have you ever been able to successfully eat a hot dog without the bun just splitting anyways?
No.
Yeah.
So it's two pieces of bread.
It's a sandwich!
My bread doesn't split.
Absolutely not.
So wait, let me ask you, Carrie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hijack the
audience members.
Yes.
He didn't.
It's not a sandwich. Is it a taco?
Oh my God.
Oh. Oh, a taco is not a sandwich. A hot dog could be a taco.
Is a hot dog a taco?
I would say taco.
Look at Mary's face. Mary's going to combust.
No, a taco has to be in a hard corn. I'm agreeing. Mary, I'm on your side. It's not a taco.
I live in the land of Mexican food, and you can have soft tortillas. You can have hard tortillas. You can have a chimichanga. You can have a taquito. That's fried. God damn it.
Heart attack. He spoke on the podcast. That's what it was.
There's like, he has to have the tortilla. And I mean, like, a hot dog is not.
I'm having a hot flash, Mary.
This is what my husband Jeff said to me before I came. He said, "A hot dog is not a sandwich; it's a taco." Oh, and I'm like, God. "Get out of here!"
We're all in agreement here.
It could be a taco.
Got to get Mary out of her hysteria. Mary, snap out of it. There we go. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Canadians, I love you, but really, that is such a Canadian comment. Like
it could be a taco.
Oh,
yeah.
If you think a taco is a sandwich, which I don't. But if someone does think that,
no.
But we're not everybody, Carrie. There could be a listener out there like Esther's hubby, and I could be convinced a hot dog is a taco.
Oh my God.
I could be.
He's an 11. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
How late?
I'm going to invite you over for tacos and hot dogs and you'll see.
I'm so nauseous right now. I can't. I'm having a hot flash. No, it's ruining every rule that I have. Like, no. No.
That's what we're doing in season 10, Mary. We're just
shifting the paradigm.
I'm stopping into a store and seeing hot dog taco buns. I will lose my literal mind. I will not. Absolutely.
Something I have always found curious about Mexican food is a lot of the dishes are variations on assembly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same ingredients, just prepared differently. And they're very different experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't say a taco is the same thing as a burrito, even if they're both using a soft corn tortilla. They're very different experiences, but they're all the same ingredients a lot of the time.
How about this? This is a little thought experiment for you. Mm. Mexican food is the idea of cuisine.
So who?
What?
The IKEA of cuisine.
Oh, IKEA of cuisine.
Mm. You have to put it together yourself.
The UN is going to come after us. I feel like the UN is going to...
I don't know. I mean, a lot of you don't put assemble your own burrito.
I guess not.
Yeah,
it's just a well.
Everyone, experiment. Yeah,
I am sweating behind my knees. Okay, I've got it. Esther, I adore you, but this has been the most conflicted order of events. This is the most dramatic.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh.
I've been yelling in my car by myself sometimes listening to you guys.
To yell at us in person.
I cannot tell you. The Is Soup cereal season. That was a tough one, guys. It was tough.
Well, everyone, it's only been 4 episodes. We have 6 more to go. We might all end up in like urgent care by episode 10.
If I keep eating hot dogs at this rate, I will be.
Exactly.
Lies from your hospital bed. You're great.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to go to Pink's with the sun. So God help us.
All right, everyone. We'll be here for next time when we get into the 5th episode and possibly a knife fight. I don't know. Here we go.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.